In the silence which followed the dirge, the brown rat sat gazing into the fire. Noggo, who was forced to sit apart from the rest, owing to the stench of rotten eggs which clung to his fur, sniffed brokenly.
"We'll never get another boss, Lock Owl Grunton,"
Laggle cackled.
"Not if we're lucky, we won't."
Noggle's companion, Bicklow, the other scout, spread his paws in bewilderment.
"But without the boss, what are we going to do about Stringle and all the others?"
Laggle tossed more wood on the fire. She stared around at the company in disbelief.
"Look at you all. Are you dull or daft or just dozy? Who needs a boss anymore? Or did you enjoy carrying Curdly everywhere on your backs? The great bully and lard barrel. He's gone now, and good riddance, says I. As for Stringle and the rest, let him get on with it. Even he likes fighting and warring, then I'll be the last beast to stop him. Aye, or join him."
The leaderless brown rat sat open-mouthed, taken aback by the old rat wife's attitude. Noggle rose, pacing about in agitation.
But, what are we going to do?
Young Duggalo suddenly blurted out.
"Anything we want to, that's what."
Laggle rocked back and forth, cackling wildly.
"There's a rat with more brains than a lot of you. Listen to him, you thick-headed clods. You don't have to do anything for Grunton Fatty Gut Curdly no more. He's deader than a fried frog. You can please yourselves what you do. You're free."
Bicklow scratched his head hard.
"And what are you going to do, old one?"
Laggle snuggled down by the fire.
"Me? I'm going to sleep late in the morning, and I ain't moving from here. I like these water meadows. There's everything I need right here. Water, victuals, long sunny days, and no beast to give me orders."
Duggalo smiled.
"I'm with you, Granny."
The rest of the company were quick to agree.
"Aye, me too. No giant stripehound's going to slay me."
"Right, mate, we can boil eggs for ourselves from now on."
"Ha! I'm going to break Curdly's litter up and make a nice little shelter out of it."
"You do that, mate. I'm sure old Grunton won't object."
"Aye, Curdly's boss of the fishes now. Wonder what they think of him."
Laggle replied between cackles.
"They probably think the boss tastes a bit eggy."